Marine reserve habitats. Protecting a variety of marine habitats means protecting a greater range of marine species. The importance of protecting a range of New Zealand marine habitats. Marine reserves protect marine habitats. There are a wide variety of marine habitats in New Zealand that are home to lots of different species. It is important to include examples of most marine habitats in New Zealand. Doing so makes a network of marine reserves that reflect this natural diversity. There are also other marine protected areas outside marine reserves. These include marine mammal sanctuaries, benthic protection areas, and Ma Tai Tai reserves. I wonder how people decide which marine habitats to protect. Marine reserve habitats in New Zealand. Marine reserve habitats in New Zealand include sandy shores and beaches, rocky reefs, rocky shores, open ocean, deep ocean, fjords, estuaries. Most of our marine reserves are on the coast. I wonder why this is. Rocky shore reef habitat. The rocky shore is a popular place for both people and animals. Here you will find rock pools and reefs. At high tide, water covers this habitat. When the tide goes out, it exposes the reefs. Living things of the rocky shore must be able to cope with changing conditions because of the different waves, tides, and weather patterns. What lives on a reef varies depending on its location and factors such as temperature and light intensity. Sandy shore beaches. Sandy shores and beaches are areas of sand that cover an area of coast. Animals living here have adapted to live in or on the sand. They are often small and complex. Some animals of the sandy shore can burrow into the sand to avoid threats like waves and predators. For example, crabs, shellfish, shrimps, and urchins. Sandy shores and beaches are important for birds, which feed here often. Many shorebirds also nest in the sand and dunes on beaches. Zones of the rocky and sandy shore. The intertidal zone. This is the area of rocky shore or sandy shore between the high tide mark and the low tide mark. At high tide, water covers this habitat. Low tide exposes this zone, allowing us to walk around the shore. Living things in this habitat must be able to cope with ever-changing water conditions. This zone is light-filled. It can host plants and algae that photosynthesize. Animals have plenty of hiding places in this zone. The subtidal zone. Water always covers this zone. It includes the area from the low tide mark to the open ocean. There can be lots of waves and movement in the water, including currents in this zone. Animals living here need to be excellent swimmers and or adapted to hold on. Open ocean or oceanic zone. The open ocean extends out from the edge of the subtidal zone. Open ocean only includes water to a depth where light can still reach, the photic zone. Open oceans are often unprotected. Some New Zealand's marine reserves include areas of open ocean, such as Kermadec Islands Marine Reserve, Hikarangi Marine Reserve, Motere Mahue Antipodes Island Marine Reserve, and Motere, Ihupuku Campbell Island Marine Reserve, part of the Sub-Antarctic Islands Marine Reserves. Kermadec and Sub-Antarctic Marine Reserves are large reserves covering open ocean. Deep sea. Deep sea habitat is below the open ocean. There is not much light in this area. Living things found in the deep water have adapted to these dark conditions. Deep sea fish can look very strange. Some have big eyes to capture as much of the limited light as possible. Their skin is generally red or black, and some have enormous mouths. Other important marine habitats in New Zealand. Fjords. Fjords are inlets of sea that glaciers carved out over a long time. Fiordland is home to many fjords and has a network of marine reserves. These special habitats are some of the more pristine and isolated areas in New Zealand. Huge volumes of fresh water runoff from the steep land in the fjords washes all the tannins from the forest into the sea. The dark freshwater layer doesn't all mix with the marine layer. Instead, it sits on top, blocking out light further below. This means species adapted to low light conditions are present near the surface. For example, black corals. Black corals are bright white but turn black when they die. There are also isolated populations of species like Fiordland bottlenose dolphin. Antarctica. New Zealand is also responsible for some of Antarctica. The area is pristine and mostly untouched, with thriving ecosystems. It includes marine protected areas such as the Ross Sea. What is the marine habitat like closest to where you live?